I've got to say, this all started because some of the producers and I were chatting about exactly how you would help a turtle if it was injured, which is an odd way to start a conversation, but it was a very big conversation that we had here. So how do you help native turtles when they're injured?
Well, most of the time they're brought in to us by a member of the public who find them, unfortunately, sitting on the side of the road. And these guys often are mistaken for rocks or pieces of bark because of their colouring, and unfortunately cars run over them. So when people find them sort of on the side of the road, they'll bring them in to us and we'll have a look at them. And so the important thing for us to do is to make sure that the turtles are firstly okay and they can undergo us looking at them and examining them. So we'll check them for any obvious wounds. And so a lot of these guys, unfortunately, get fractures or big sort of cracks along their shells. And so we want to make sure that the organs inside their shell are okay. So we check their shell first and then we take some x-rays of them. And we are doing that to assess their internal organs. So basically everything that, you know, we humans have, these guys have in a little bit different conformation, but they've got the same bones, the same organs.
Wow.
And so we'll take x-rays of these guys to make sure that they don't have any fractures. If they do, we see them and we can try and treat them. So once we've taken the x-rays of them, we can see if there's anything broken, and then we can go, okay, how do we fix this?
Yeah, so how do you fix something like a cracked turtle shell?
Yeah, so with the shells, they are living tissue, and so the shells are sort of made up of modified ribs. So the top shell is modified ribs, and then on top of it, they've got a layer of keratin, so like our fingernails. So we have to be really, really mindful and respectful of that shell, that it's living tissue, and we don't want to put anything in these cracks that could stop it from healing. So what our most common way of fixing these are to use really simple things like bra clips. And so you can buy bra clips from your local haberdashery, and we will actually glue them onto the shell with an epoxy. You make sure that the epoxy does not go anywhere near the actual fracture line because that's really harmful to them. And we set the bra clips onto the shell, and then we use a special surgical wire, and we then put the wire on each side of these bra clips and bring the shells together so that the little bits of fracture line are opposed. And if we can get them touching or nearly touching, the body can then try and heal it. So just like us, when a fracture, you know, when you break your arm, it will heal with time. If we can bring these bits of shell back together close enough, it can heal. It takes a long time. It can take, you know, 6 to 10 months to heal properly.
Gosh.
But we can get them to heal, and we will give them antibiotics and pain relief and then wound management so that we still treat it as it's a wound because it's living tissue. And we will treat these guys for a couple of weeks in hospital and then send them out to our dedicated wildlife carers who will then take over that care for us.
This is amazing. I love this. Your local spotlight also must just think that you are like an expert bra maker. That you are just pumping out.
Buying boxes and boxes of just bra clips.
Yeah, they think that you're running an intimate an intimates company, but no, you are saving the life of gorgeous little turtles.
Yeah.
Now, turtles aren't the only animals that you get into the hospital. It is an exotic veterinary hospital. What are some of the most insane or unusual animals that you get through your doors?
We do see a very wide variety of animals. Probably my most memorable exotic patient that I have seen is a bird-eating spider.
Oh, God.
So the bird-eating spider was called Mr. Elizabeth because I didn't know if it was a boy or a girl at that point. And Mr. Elizabeth wasn't feeling that well, and so they decided to bring him in for me to check over. So that was pretty interesting because people were a little bit scared of spiders because bird-eating spiders can get to the size of a dinner plate. Mr. Elizabeth wasn't quite there yet, but still quite a good size.
Oh, that's too big. That's too big.
So that was pretty impressive. But we also see rabbits. We see ferrets. We see snakes, including venomous snakes.
Wow.
We see all different types of birds. We see reptiles. Anything that you basically think you want as a pet, we can see.
Other than a dog or a cat.
Other than a dog or a cat.
Which I'm sure you see as well. But the spider, the bird-eating spider has to be the most ridiculously wild thing that you would have had walk through your doors. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't know how you treat a bird-eating spider other than...
Very delicately. I gave him some fluids and okay. And to make him feel a bit better. And he also had a little bit of an infection on his legs. So we treated that as well. So
wow. That's dedication from an owner to
She really did love him. And it's really good to see that these, you know, unique and different animals are still getting the same care as dogs and cats.
Absolutely.
Which is what I love about it.
Now, your practice also takes in a lot of koalas as well. Am I right?
We do indeed, yeah.
Wow. So what causes a koala to show up at your door?
The three most common reasons we see koalas for. One, for road traffic accidents. So as our population grows, we are building more and more houses, and unfortunately that's taking away habitat from koalas. And so they will be trying to cross roads to try and find new trees, and they get hit by cars, unfortunately. Mm. We see them because they get infected with chlamydia, and so they get very sick from that. And then we finally see them because the little baby joeys get orphaned from their mums. And so sometimes the mums will be getting chased by a dog. And they will drop the baby to try and save it so that the dog follows the mum, or they sort of fall off their mum, or the mum gets killed by, you know, for another reason. And so we see them because they're now orphans and we need to make sure that they're going to be okay before they go into care with a wildlife rehabilitator.
Oh, my gosh. You must have no day the same as the one before.
No, that's the awesome thing about my job is you never know what's going to walk in the door, and it makes you really think outside the box.
Oh, my gosh. Bree, I could talk to you for hours. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.